Welcome to The Shift, a place where real people have real discussions in search of the truth in all the things, inside and outside the modern day church. This podcast is produced and supported by WeGatherPeople.org. You can find us at theshiftpodcast.info or connect with us on your favorite social media platform, also at theshiftpodcast.info. Hey guys.
Welcome.
Happy summer.
Woo woo.
Yes. So today I think we're going to jump in and talk about covenant.
I know.
Yeah.
I think it just seems right. Because I think we're going to end season one here.
Yeah.
So
I think it would be a good thing to mull over all.
Mm-hmm. We'll probably pop back on and let you guys hear our voices because we know all five of you will miss us.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do like two fun ones for the summer.
Yes. From the beach. No, because you wouldn't hear anything.
Just like, rah, rah. I know. I was like, I just got back from there and that would be the worst place to podcast.
That would not work. I will podcast on the beach from a bus.
Yes. On a train, in a plane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh yep. My gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
So covenant.
Yeah, here we go.
What do you know about it?
What do I know about it? Well, I have my iPad in front of me, and in Strong's Concordance, it's 1285, and it's called Berith. Ooh. Or Berith.
Sounds like
Berith.
Birth.
Yes. And so I can give you all the logistics of it. The first time it's found in Genesis 6:18.
I'm glad you did this, though, because I was actually like, should I bring my Big Fat Concordance with me?
Why, when you can put it, you have an access. Hi. Now, I opened my concordance up the other day.
I'm a hippie. I like paper.
I love paper, too, but I mean, there's only so much room on a desk for two people to have books.
Not if we sat the other way.
Wouldn't be able to reach them. What are you talking about? Like, can you pass the concordance my direction? And so, also it means to be allied, to be allies, to have a league or a treaty. So, I mean, of course it keeps going on and on and on.
Does this mean we get to like request parlay? Speak to the captain.
I was like, I don't even know what that means. You know, I could act like I know what that means. I mean, constitution, agreement, pledge. I don't know.
Parlay, it's when you're in trouble with pirates and you ask to speak to the captain and they can't hurt you yet.
Oh.
Because you've wanted to speak with the leaders.
Oh my gosh.
We need that in church. We should be parlay. Like, parlay.
Yeah. Don't kill me yet.
No. I want to speak to the leader. Take me to your leader.
The great thing is there's a lot of different, the Brown's Driver Briggs talks about the different types of covenant between men.
There are a lot.
Yeah. Between God and man. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Phrases, which yeah. Just in our words, we make covenants with our words. And oh, there was some
like,
other
I
stuff
I promise
too.
To.
Yeah,
I swear.
Woo-hoo!
There it is.
Yeah. And so
I like two of my favorites. Well, the one we'll probably talk about the most today, but the salt covenant. I think I've talked about that before.
Yes.
On here.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the idea of that one because it's for sure like one of the most everlasting things.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I like that it's
tasty.
A noun feminine. A feminine noun.
A noun feminine. It's pronouns are feminine.
Berith.
It's a birthing thing. Yes. And it's salty. That sounds like a chick.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my yes. Goodness.
Yeah. Because the salt covenant, if you guys haven't listened to all of our other stuff, salt covenant is basically each person used to carry a bag of salt. And when you made a covenant with one to another, then you would take a pinch from yours and I would take a pinch from mine. And we would drop them in each other's bags.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that our covenant is there until the salt is done. Until you can separate it.
Yeah.
It's not even like runs out.
Yeah. Until you can separate it, which is impossible.
Right. Which is kind of like, you know, the idea behind the sand at wedding mm-hmm. ceremonies and that kind of thing.
Yes.
So that one's really pretty.
Yeah. You can't separate it.
And I like salt. I'm Southern.
Yeah.
But that's the thing.
I do like salt as well.
Definitely don't want to go up north.
Oh, yeah. I don't like salt under my car. It tears them up. That's not great.
Yes. I was just thinking, like, they don't salt their food.
They don't salt their food, but it's because they put it all on the roads. Oh, my gosh. It's the freaking word. I've had northern cars, and they just rust out. And I'm like, why did I do this? Why did I do this?
I know.
I shouldn't do this. Yeah. Well, speaking of northern things, so I just went up north. Mm-hmm. To my home state of West by God, Virginia, the wild, wonderful country. I had to go back and walk my grandmother home to be with Jesus and then see her body placed back in the ground from whence it came or from which it came.
Yeah.
Yes. So that was probably one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Oh.
It was very, very, very difficult. Which sounds kind of silly because I'm almost 40 years old and it's like, oh, you had your grandma for that long.
Yeah.
You know, but it's really not.
It is what it is, though.
It is what it is. She was the matriarch of my family. It was really difficult. So her name is Naomi. And so I read the book of Ruth to her.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. I should say it right. If any of my family's listening, I repent. I apologize. Her name is not Naomi. It's spelled Naomi, but we called her Naoma.
Oh, okay.
So, I repent. I'm sorry, Nanu. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. But I read the book of Ruth to Naoma.
And it means pleasantness.
It does mean pleasantness.
That's cool.
It's very sweet. So, you know, of course, in the story, in the book of Ruth, the story, she ends up handing her sandal over. And I remember that sticks out. She hands it over to Boaz, like leaves it. And I was reading about it. I don't have that part because we read the Passion Translation around here. I don't have that part in front of me because I have a second paper
Brian Simmons.
Book. Yeah, I know. Help me out, Brian. I need to, Lord,
yes.
Stick my finger up in the air.
Yeah.
Can I get Brian to hook me up? But anyway, so I remember that part of the story really sticking out to me. And I'm like, why in the world would she ever do that? And of course, Jesus had an answer. And it had everything to do with covenant. Now, it says in Ruth that there's covenant, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
But I really didn't get it until I started getting back into my regular reading, which I've been pouring and pouring and pouring over John. And I got to John 13:7. Well, actually, I'll start with 6, and I'll read this to you. It says, "But when Jesus got to Simon Peter, he objected and said, 'I can't let you wash my dirty feet. You're my Lord.' And Jesus replied, 'You don't understand yet the meaning of what I'm doing, but soon it will be clear to you.'" And Peter says in 8, it says, "Peter looked at Jesus and said, 'You'll never wash my dirty feet, never.' And Jesus replied, 'But Peter, if you don't allow me to wash your feet,' Jesus responded, 'then you will not be able to share life with me.'"
Mm.
And there's a footnote there. And I was like, you know, y'all know I love footnotes.
Me too.
That's my whole thing. So the footnote for 13:7 says, "By removing their sandals and washing their feet, Jesus was showing them that he was granting them a new inheritance, his own. The sandal is often used in covenants of inheritance in Hebrew culture. Every defilement would be removed so that they could place the sole of their feet upon the new covenant inheritance." Okay.
Which back in the day was land. That was land. Inheritance.
And we've been talking about inheritance and mm-hmm. land and the dirt and the covenant, all that stuff. Yes. We've talked about. But to find it, you know, found it in the middle of the night during one of the hardest. My grandmother had not passed away. She was non-responsive. And I spent 2 nights with her. And the first night I just wept and spent time with her, and I read the Bible to her, and that's when I read the book of Ruth. And it was, you know, my grandparents, they grew up Baptist and Methodist. They were, you know, each different, and they kind of floated between that as they went through life. And so I was just kind of always questioning the Lord, like, man, I don't know, because I've had all kinds of teaching about things, and some of it's been awful.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, you're not saved.
That is crazy.
I know. And so I'm like fighting all this junk because I'm back in the land where I heard these teachings.
Yeah.
And so I'm fighting all this junk off, and I'm like, God, I don't know. So I'm really pouring over mm-hmm. it and really going through it with the Lord during that time. And I'm like, I just need you to just give me a sign. I don't even know. Because all I remember her ever praying with us was like, grace, and now I lay me down to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jesus, what's the truth? The covenant thing, man. Is she in covenant with you? And she had dementia. This is one of the ways the Lord answered me. She had dementia the last couple of years, and she would throw these fits when she still lived at home with my grandfather. And my great aunt, I'm close with all my family. I'm the oldest of the oldest. And so, you know, they're all more like my aunts and uncles and great aunts and uncles.
Yes.
But I was listening to my aunt tell me a story. My great aunt, her sister, she had kind of gotten to a violent point with my grandfather one night, and he left, and her sister came to sit with her saying, "You get out of my house. I paid for this house. You get out of my house. This is my house," you know? And her sister's like, "Nope, I'm not going anywhere," because, well, there's a covenant, right? There's mm-hmm. a family relationship. And she was in, you know, choosing that.
Yeah.
And so my Aunt Martha just sat there, and my grandmother said, "You need to leave." And my aunt said, "I'm not going anywhere." And so finally my grandmother gives up, and she sits on the couch, and she gets quiet, and she gets pouty, and she gets angry. And she folds her hands and she closes her eyes and she says, "God, get this woman out of my house."
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, my grandma was a praying woman. But she was in covenant with you. I started hearing stories coming up.
Oh my goodness.
Of relationship. Aww. So that was really interesting. But, you know, to get back to the covenant part of this, where we've been talking about the dirt and the land and the ground, what I'm reading here in this footnote tells me that we have, like, Jesus removed the old dirt. He took the old land. Yes. He took where you've been, what you've walked through, mm-hmm. whatever it is, and he washed it and removed it and set your clean feet on new holy ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is cool because we're made of dirt.
I know. That was another thing I was thinking about.
Yeah.
Minerals.
Yes.
We're like, iron.
Yeah.
So, sleepy if you don't have enough of that.
I know. Yes, I do know that. You get cold.
Yeah. I am well insulated, so I don't know. Naturally well insulated.
You get cold and sleepy. People are like, "Oh my gosh, maybe I need to take an iron supplement."
Yeah.
You're going to be okay, guys.
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's. I think it's cool because the very thing that we're made covenant with in is, I think that's why we have authority, is because it's what we're from.
Yeah, we are literally dirt and the breath of God.
Yes.
I went back and read all that too, because I mean, it sent me on this thing.
That's why we have authority with it. It's the same principle of like, when what you have overcome and your testimony gives you authority in those places and for other people. And so it's telling the story to saying God can do it again
of your testimony.
Mm-hmm. And so it's the same principle of even our testimony. So I think it's really cool. Our bodies being part of the dirt, and it's the most foundational. If we don't get, well, we know we don't get it because you can look around and know that we don't get it.
Yes. We're spinning out. We'd rather go and tell and do anything other than seeking him first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But even just covenant, like when you were talking about the salt covenant, like, no.
Yeah.
It's like a forever thing, but we never walk into, we never walk into a situation like it's forever.
Mm-hmm.
We're always going seasonal and not seasonal of salt.
Yeah. Not like off the elbow. Yes. Not emerald. Going a little emerald. I have been emerald in season with people.
Yes. like poof, here's a splash. Bye.
Uh-huh. A splash and a couple bad words.
No, it's just, it's so weird because I've loved seasons. However, I know how powerful covenant is above that.
Well, yeah. I mean, trees still stay rooted through the seasons.
Yes. Yeah.
And they're rooted in the dirt covenant. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. rooted in the ground.
Yeah.
And they're fed by the ground and by water.
Yeah.
And so they stay alive even when the sun isn't shining every single day. The warmth is not there. It's through the cold, the dark, the ugly. Now we can't let it go too long that way. Or things start to wilt and die. Or without water, they start to look like the plants in this room where we're at right now.
That looks really good. I'm just kidding. I might have to. I'm like, oh, now I'm going to be super aware of that. I'm an outside plant girl, not an indoor plant girl.
Megan's house sitting right now. Yes. That's what we're doing is other people's plants that I'm saying stuff about. Don't look at mine. Don't judge mine.
I won't send this one to my friend. I doubt he, I know he doesn't listen. I know for a fact.
I'm going to send him this one.
Oh my goodness. No. Please don't. We like your dad.
Hey bro, take care of your plants.
Yes.
I should be doing that.
I feel this obligation.
I just gave her a compliment. I'm sorry.
I know. I no, it's good. No, I want to like stick my finger in the dirt. Like, so
life. I speak life.
Yeah. I was telling a friend not too long ago because they were talking about marriage and stuff. And Derek and I were sitting there and we were having a tough week. And I laughed. I'm like, of course you would give me a compliment during a week that is really tough.
And I hate you right now.
Yes. And I said, the most valuable thing that I've ever learned, and it's got both of us through it, through all the seasons of our lives. And we've gone through a few because we've been together for a quarter of a century.
Forever.
So is that my covenant? Mm-hmm. Is like when I don't like you, I can go back and fall on and land on my covenant.
Yeah.
And sometimes I have to throw myself on it like a
sacrificial lamb. Yes.
Not that I think like I want to leave or anything, but there's something more valuable than my feelings, his feelings, what's going on and how are we not handling things or new seasons in our lives. And I have to fall back on, when it seems hard and there's stuff going on, covenant, like, covenant.
There's no impasse in marriage.
Yeah.
Right. Like you can't come, you can say, okay, I'm not there yet or I don't understand yet. Or I'm not sure if I agree at this point, but there's never say never.
No.
Like Goonies never say die.
Yeah.
Yes. That's my marriage.
Yes.
Like my marriage advice right there.
But you know where Goonies. That's learned at the feet of Jesus.
Yes.
And in his word and him teaching that.
Like not getting separated, but when you separate from one another and you're like, oh, I'm really mad at him. And then somehow God like makes him smell really good one day or something.
Makes him smell really good.
God, he does that to me. I'm like, ew, why do I find you attractive when I hate you right now? And that's the blessing of covenant.
Yeah.
The Lord really, that's the watering that the Lord will do. That's why it's so important.
That Derek and I were actually talking about it. He's like, it's the funniest thing because he's on one. So his work schedule is mine fluctuates and his is he works 7 days and he's off 7 days. And he goes, you're the fondest of me as I'm leaving or when I've just left and you call me and you say all these things. And I'm like, cause it's weird. Like absence. 5 minutes ago, you were annoying me because I'm trying to get stuff done and you're running around the house like Dwight Yoakam singing at the top of your lungs in a frequency that is, you know,
grinding my guts.
but when you leave, I miss you and I love you so much.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
It's so fun. And he just laughed. He goes, I know, it's really funny. Mm-hmm. I said, you miss me and you long for me. And then we're together and like, oh, hey, hey.
Yeah, I know. Then you see me like, hey, hey. Yeah. It's a whole conversation of, yes. Hey.
So funny. Oh my goodness.
The longest James and I did apart was 15 months because of the military.
Ooh, man.
And we had little babies.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah. We had little kids. So he missed Simon's first birthday, our youngest son. He was away. He went to war.
Yeah.
He had to go to war.
Yeah.
And 15 months. That was a long time.
It's a long time.
It was a very long time. And you almost have to get to re-know each other. But the Lord covers us in such a crazy
mm-hmm.
way in covenant, you know? And so like watching my grandfather grieve over my grandmother after 70 years of marriage.
Oh man, I can't imagine.
I was like, oh my gosh, you know, God, like Jesus, he's lost. Like he right now.
Yeah.
He's kind of lost without her. He's figuring out himself and trying to, he doesn't know who he is without her. I mean, they've been together since they were like 15 years old.
Yeah.
You know, met each other then. So.
Well, because it's like the salt. You don't know where one is and one is not.
Yes.
You can't pull out one piece of salt and say, oh, this is mine. This is your, like.
Yep. And you were not going to divide them on an issue. Now, one might be stone cold wrong.
Yeah.
And the other one is like, nope, that's what my spouse says.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. And, you know, while that's not really healthy for us, but it's healthy for as people, between people, it's healthy with us and the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot divide. Like I said, Goonies never say die.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
that's it. Like with Jesus, we cannot divide from what he has to say. And, you know, Megan and I were just talking about this, going back to the basics. That is, it's so funny. Like we can do weeks apart from each other and it's the same thing the Lord's telling both of us. And I'm like, okay, well, all right. Because that's what he kept telling me. Like, this is more, you're making this very complicated. This is so much more simple.
Yeah.
Than what it is. And I can dive into his mysteries and seek him out, but I have to remember just how simple he is. And that doesn't mean we get to abuse it. We do not get to abuse.
No.
Like taking advantage of him. I'm not saying simplistic, like, oh, well, you know, we just say, I'm sorry. And that's it. I mean, while that's true, there's also, it's also not a license.
No.
To just like do whatever we want.
No,
it's not. It is not that. There's no licensure here.
Yeah. See how that works in your marriage.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Oh my gosh. It will not work.
No, but it brings a like a reverential type fear and love to where I'm not trying to perform for you, but I'm doing my best, and because I know you and I want to be close to you. And I don't even know who, I'd have to like go back through my brain Rolodex, but it's like, we don't realize that when we sin, God doesn't walk away. When his word says, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you. But the problem is when we choose to deliberately do something, contrary, we are the ones, even when we don't know it, our heart turns away.
Yes. But if we really try to make him our true north, that will be brought to our remembrance. We'll know where we fell off.
Yes.
And he's a good God that way. That's why it's important to seek him.
Yeah.
And to pray and to read, because that refreshes us and reminds us, even when we didn't realize that we got off, that's we're the ones that get off. So he said that to me, and I think I've shared this before too, but in the middle of like the turning point in my testimony, like the jumping off point for me, you know, I was being physically assaulted, and the Lord spoke to me and he said, you know, Abby, you've gotten so far away from everything I've ever intended for you that all I can do is hold you right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, he was still there.
Yeah.
But I was the one who had moved.
Yeah.
He didn't move. No. I moved. Yep. He was still right by my side. And he told me that if, you know, if I didn't listen and heed him, then he would still be there, but I would not be able to hear him anymore.
Yeah.
And those are the scariest, you know, depart from me, I never knew you. Those are the scariest words to me ever.
Well, it's the salt. It's the covenant. He can't move away from you.
Yeah. He can't, but we can try to dump our bag
out. He lives in you.
We can dump the bag out.
Yeah.
Salt all around.
Yeah. That's why he says you can never lose your salvation, but you can jump right out and go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just, whoops, I don't know where I put it.
Yeah, no, you can pretend.
Yeah.
It will find you out.
Yeah.
It will find you out.
So but we want to put that on him because it makes us feel better about our shame instead of dealing with the things
that's why so many people say God is this.
He's left
God
me
is that. And he left me and he wants to see me. He's not good. He wants to see me die. And he hates me and all the lies of people in their sin. That's what's going on.
Yeah. And that I was having a conversation with someone not too long ago about that because they were like, he will not, he will leave me. I'm like, it's an impossibility.
Yeah. He doesn't leave, but we become dumb to hearing him.
Yeah.
Like we just don't. And he told me, like personally told me that, Abby, you're not going to be able to hear me anymore.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that was scary. That was the scariest moment for me to realize that I had taken someone who would never leave me and had made it to where I would be numb to their voice.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And deaf to them.
Well, it's hardening your heart. That, yes. When that is like, I don't know, where was I? I've been on a little journey. So it's like, where was I reading in the Bible and thinking about that? But we forget those things with covenant that he can't, because number one, the argument was made of, well, I did this and he can't be around that. I'm like, so sin actually isn't the issue on his end.
No.
Like he doesn't see that. If sin's not the issue.
If I make my bed in hell.
Yes. Even there,
there you are.
Right? I know.
The end.
Yeah. But we do that, yeah, though. He's like, no, he can't. Yes, he can. Mm-hmm. Like he will be there. It's you are the one who is, he doesn't see that. Yeah. But sin is a seed.
Yeah.
And if you plant, if I go outside and plant a seed in the yard, it rains on the just and the unjust. And it will, what is planted will grow. Yes. And the Bible talks about it. All the little different things that
eat it alive,
or it will eat, or like this sin turns into this, and then it turns into this, and then in the end is death. And yes, death in the New Testament isn't death; it's separation.
Separation from God, and it's because you have been an adulterer to the Lord.
Yeah,
I mean that's something else I felt like you wanted me to talk about today. Adultery isn't just having an affair.
No.
Adultery is whatever you allow in between you and the Lord.
Yeah.
And that it separates you too.
Yeah.
Right? If it separates you from the Lord, it's not always just, you know, I looked at this person, or I mean, those are all things. I slept with this person and we weren't married, or yeah, I did whatever. Those are all things, but it can be anything that divides you.
Yes.
From being in covenant or presence, you know, the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're to live there.
That's like, remember the scriptures, like, you adulterous generation. It's, yes, not like all you people who are married and sleeping with other people.
You're all whores.
Well, that's sort of what he said.
Mean, yes, but no, you're all prostitutes.
Oh, you're probably like, why am I even listening to this podcast? This is a deconstruction of the modern day church. But this is what is going on in the modern day church. Like, we don't have a grasp on it. And
this is non-negotiable stuff. Because we're deconstructing what the church has kind of built up and made things, that doesn't mean that, I mean, at the core, the church is good.
Yeah.
We are the bride of Christ.
Yes, yes.
And we're supposed to be holy and set apart. Yeah,
the ecclesia.
Yes.
We're talking about the institution when we talk about, not that we have to.
Man's,
that's
laws,
why I call it the institution.
The sheep pen.
Yes.
We're talking about, like, the ones who've broken in and redecorated the sheep pen.
Yeah.
That's the problem. That's what I want to reconstruct is what the Lord wants done and his decoration of that thing. Yeah. Not what man has broken in and tried to throw paint on.
Because it's not all bad.
No, it's not all bad. The foundations of the church are good.
Yeah.
The foundations of, you know, the outline of that are good. They're in black and white and red.
Yeah.
Sometimes right in front of our faces in this pretty little book I have in front of me and in Megan's little electronic thing she has.
I don't read my Bible on an electronic, just for FYI. I mean, for all you people who are techie and you're like, yeah, that actually is not me. So
no, that was a silly
That's
jab.
Funny, yeah.
But yeah.
But I couldn't find a Strong's Concordance in here.
Yeah, I know. My car is too small to carry mine anymore. I got a new car and it's tiny.
That's so funny.
I can't bring my concordance.
No, man.
I don't need to sit on it to see over the...
So what about Let's see, where do we go from here? Why is this important? Because whether we are having to question some things within maybe our Western Christianity, covenant is one of those things that it literally is the seed, one of that this all grows. And it affects our relationship with our Heavenly Father. It affects our relationship with our, in our marriage, with our children, with our ministries, with our friendships, all of the things. And so it's,
be careful where you covenant.
Yeah. Yeah. Be careful where you covenant.
Yeah. Be so careful, because you'll get your salt mixed up and somebody's seasoned salt.
I'm like, I'm allergic to garlic. I'm getting a rash.
I can't do paparica. That's
funny.
I love paprika and garlic. I can do all of
it. Oh, me too. But still. I like the all seasoning.
They all
go, I'm from the South. Like, yeah. I want everything. I was like, oh, even like my, all of my Indian spices and my,
give me all the, I have all of Megan's spices from her old house because that's the kitchen she cooks in a lot is my house. So I have all of them.
Yeah. All my stuff from Saudi Arabia.
Covenant.
Yeah. When you, around here, if you give your seasonings away,
your family now.
Yeah, I know.
You're not getting rid of me. Oh my gosh. I think we might need to be saved. Can someone write? If you can help.
The Lord has not left me. He will never leave me.
I'm not trying to leave him. I might wander, but he'll remind me.
Yeah.
He'll let me know when I've gotten off. Actually, the Holy Spirit, that's like the gauge of the Holy Spirit in my life. I'll know because I'll start to get that thing like, oh yeah, nope, nope. I pulled when I should have pushed.
Yeah.
And it's not okay.
Yeah.
And I think that
I get a little head nod.
Yeah, I know. In my gut.
Yeah. It's like,
like, no, 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 no.
And I can see it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know. No.
Usually he just looks at me and blinks. Blink, blink, blink.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, crap.
Mine's usually when I lay my head on my pillow at night.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you're probably not going to sleep for a little bit.
He's like, that wasn't a good one today.
That was not okay. That was like, not acceptable.
You know what? That wasn't good.
Yeah. Try again next time.
I'm like, I repent.
Yes. But that's the beauty of covenant.
Yeah.
Is that repenting and actually turning into, but that's the important part, is repentance means to change.
Yes. It doesn't mean whoops.
It doesn't mean like, oh, I stole the bike and I'll steal another one tomorrow, but I'll pray for forgiveness again.
Yeah.
No.
No.
No. It means change and address the behavior, address the mindset, address the heart posture.
Yeah.
Because it's all those things.
Yeah.
And fix it, Felix.
Fix it. Yeah. We have the ability to do that because we have a tree growing inside of us that has the ability to produce all the fruit necessary to walk out this life with godliness and contentment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I had somebody send in a dream that I interpreted today, and it was the heart. Not the, the dream was hard, but whatever it was, the enemy did not want me to get that dream out because I tried 6 different times to audio record it and it kept dropping it. And it was like all the storage was full on my phone, all the things. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. But in the dream, there was a jewelry shop on one side of this big property and this water on like a little brook on the other side. And beside the brook, there was a tree growing. And an old lady was helping this person look at the treasury. Well, that's how I looked at the jewelry shop. It was a treasury. It was like, you know, and in the dream, Megan and Harry from England were in this. And I'm like, okay, so this is you. This is how Christ wants you to see yourself as royalty. Mm-hmm. And he is the bridegroom. And you're in here looking, he's looking to be engaged to you because they were looking for an engagement ring inside this treasury. And I'm like, these are the promises of the Lord that are in this jewelry shop. And on the other side of the property is the Holy Spirit and the growth portion of that.
Yeah.
And you have, and then something came up about a pear or an avocado, something shaped similar. You know? And there was this, this chrysalis that was attached to it.
Yep.
And so the change is going to happen and it's going to have fruit. And it's kind of like a cyclical, it's a relationship, right? So there's going to be fruit from the change and the fruit is going to feed the change.
Yeah.
And it was about the tree being by the water. And I'm like, because eventually the fruit and the critter ended up back over in the tree. And I said, this is a promise of the law. This is such promise, but you must be engaged. You must be engaged with the Lord.
Yep.
And be there. If you're not,
it's covenant.
Yeah.
That dream was just all
about
covenant.
It's all about covenant. I know. So that was interesting. Mm-hmm. That one came up today because I have a stack of them.
Oh my
gosh. I have a stack of dreams I have to do. Woo. But that was one. And I'm like, this is all about you being engaged. You're in covenant with the Lord. And so there's a promise, but you have to be active.
Yeah.
You have to be active in it and you have to pay attention to him. And the voice of another, I will not follow.
Yes.
Right? Because mm-hmm. the voice of anything other than what you read, you know,
yeah.
and lines up with the word is unacceptable.
Yeah.
And I'm all about like
extras.
Drifting and finding and seeking.
Yes. Yeah.
Finding
all the treasures.
Yeah. And what's the lyrics to that song where he says the path of the root is to wander.
Oh yeah. No, or path the well-dra never
something
runs
like that. Yeah, yeah. Something like that. But yeah. So it's basically saying that the root is going to wander and seek water
yes.
always. And yep. that's okay. It's the design of the Lord for us to seek out the mm-hmm. mysteries. But if we go too far,
yeah,
we're still attached to the tree.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The root is still attached to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to wander and seek out where the Holy Spirit deposits
yeah.
herself.
Yes.
Throughout life.
Yes.
We are to wander, but we can't become detached and still stay alive.
Yeah.
We'll eventually dry up and die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that means you need to go into Mark. I was like, where's the scripture in Mark that starts talking about the vine?
Oh, yeah. You do not want Jesus to curse the tree and let it die.
No, you don't want him to.
No. You don't want anybody to curse a tree and die.
No. And you don't want him to, like, chop you down because you're unfruitful. I mean, you're going to be pruned no matter what, but yes. to be chopped down because you're unfruitful, like the fig tree,
and yes.
be thrown in the fire. That's just no go for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you want to be pruned so yeah. that you can produce much fruit
yes.
and become broader.
Yes.
Well, some of
fuller.
Us. I don't want to be broader. I don't want to look like a grandam anymore. Like, like wider is better.
Oh but, my gosh.
But we don't want to be uprooted and dug out and burn up in the fire either.
Yeah.
We don't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not the kind of fire I want. I want to be a burning bush.
Yes, me not too. Burning but not consumed.
Kindling. Yeah, right. Not kindling, not a bonfire. Yeah.
That's really good.
So,
mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Covenant people, you need to... I mean, I won't say you need to, but you need to reassess. Ask the Lord to take you back to the basics.
Yeah. Make this about a him thing. And then out of that, ask him to, then you sit at the table and say, okay, from the reality and revelation that I know about covenant that you're teaching me and I am engaging with you in or experiencing with you because mm-hmm. it's not just something we're going to read in the Bible. We're going to, if we don't have experiential revelation of a thing, it's just all mm-hmm. up here. And so what we want it is to take over every part of us, our spirit, soul, and our bodies. And then you evaluate, because a lot of times we want to evaluate our outside relationships yeah. first. And the most important one is our one that we have with our father, our brother, and our mother
mm-hmm.
in the heavenly form. Yes. In the heavenly form.
Yeah.
yeah.
In the heavenly, yes. No, because some of us have some toxic families.
Yes. I was like, our heavenly father, heavenly brother, heavenly yeah, mother.
Yeah. Spirit, soul, body.
Yeah. But what happened is out of that, you'll begin to respond the way Jesus responds out of that revelation
yeah.
where the things that would maybe repel you, you have the ability. Now I'm not saying if someone's like beating the crud out of you, but I'm not going to disclaimer everything.
No, because that's an adultery too. That's
yes.
The,
yeah.
Lord does not want you to beat your wife and expect
yeah.
her to stay in covenant
yeah.
with you or vice versa. Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
And you don't want like garbage friends who just use you and
no.
tell you how horrible you are like
no.
that. You don't want it, but
nope.
that is actually doesn't happen all that often.
No.
Like it doesn't really. And so what you'll do is you'll realize that you can weather.
Yes.
You can weather things mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
Than when you start walking in that, you know, knowledge that, okay, I'm in covenant and mm-hmm. it's the salt.
Yeah.
So if he's not doing that with me, you know, can I do this?
Yes.
Can I do this in these places? And so
Salt can
Yeah, it's good for me. I'm a runner.
Yeah. I am not. I'm a grand dam.
No, like I'm like a bat. Not like unless I'm going out for a morning jog, which I do like that, but like I was notoriously a runner.
I'm like, are there blue lights involved? I don't know. If there's blue lights involved, maybe.
Like all the runner people know.
Mm-hmm. Oh no. Yeah.
I was like, oop, I feel the wind blowing.
I'm gone.
Yeah, so but that's really funny.
But God's good, so it's not hard to do covenant with him. I mean, no. He'll remind us of things, and things can get hard.
Yes.
But he's good.
Yeah.
And again, the voice of another. Yeah. I would never want to follow.
Yeah. Them. What song is that?
Well, it's scripture.
I know, but like, and all I can hear is
these musicians I hang out with, I tell you.
Yeah.
I just hear a song. I'm like, really?
I know it's scripture. At first, I used to nod. I was like, oh, that was a whole psalm.
It was a song. It's like an older, right?
I have to look it up. The voice of another. Yeah. I think it's like, maybe like an old Jesus culture song or something like that.
Yeah. The voice of another.
Oh, it's going to bother me. I'm
going
like,
to try to look it up.
Going to go on an adventure for it.
It's okay. We won't make you guys wait. We'll just cut and then come back to it.
Yeah.
Song. John Farnham, you're the voice. Chris Tomlin, I will follow.
No, I don't think so.
I think it was Chris Tomlin. I'm pretty sure Megan's a hardcore fan.
I was like, no. I was like, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt, but you're ragging me.
Christina Aguilera?
Probably
the
not.
The voice within. John Farnham. Casting Crowns, the voice of truth.
I feel like it was an ad lib.
The climb. I'll laugh so hard if that's
I feel like it was like an extra, like a spontaneous.
Oh, probably.
Send me.
Send.
No. No, because she says, be unto me according to your word. I love that line.
Idina Menzel.
No. Oh, no. No.
Leave a light on.
No.
I can't find it.
It
must be spontaneous something. They've called it something else way too holy that for us to understand or know.
Oh, man. I just texted my friend that I'm house sitting for, and I was like, when will you be home? And he said, 5 minutes.
We weren't talking about your plans.
Oh, gosh. Well, here we go. We got to go because I'm really not house sitting. I'm just, there was somebody's house that had an open door, and I set up my stuff in here. So if we're not on for a while, you know
why. We're house hopping, not sitting.
Oh, gosh, that's awesome.
The Father's house has many mansions. Yes.
That's prison.
I know.
Actually, we went to go see, this is a sweet story. I'll end with this. We went to on Mother's Day to go see my grandmother. Aww. And she's in a nursing facility. Yeah. And we took Fallon, which is my granddaughter, which is her great, great granddaughter. And we took the girls to go see her. And well, she was like, wow. And I said, I know Nani lives in a mansion. She's like, she does live in a mansion. She's like, this is a big house. I'm like, Nani does live in a big house. So we got home and she was telling everybody, Nani lives in a big house. Aww. It was the sweetest thing. Yes, a big house. So that just,
that's
that reminded
song.
Me. Yeah. Lots and lots of, I'm like, no.
Something about football. I don't know.
I don't even know. I don't. Why?
It's a big yard.
Why?
To be continued.
Why? So,
we'll make Sterling talk about that one.
Yes. Okay, guys. Well, we love y'all.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you soon.
I'll see you in season 2.
Bye. Thanks for joining us here at The Shift. If this podcast encouraged you or you have questions, please connect with us at theshiftpodcast.info. Make the shift.